Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
I will say the you know, talking about fussing, and you know, now we are cutting that back to the very most once a month, but a special guests. Like, we've made a rule now, the next big name in studio guest, we will do Facebook fussing that day.
Okay.
No matter who it is.
I hope it's Damian Priest again.
Or I don't care if it's Gunther. You know, he's the world champion again.
I hope so.
I don't Thank care God. If it's
Jimmy Sipperly.
That's saying we only get wrestlers in.
Yep. Let's get some local leaders in. Leaders of community.
Show me one. Nah, there's some good ones out there, I suppose. If you disagree with me, 864-241-4318. Hey, this is Knox White, and I heard what you said. I thought we were good now. Nah, Knox is good.
He
is. I love the new shade of hair color.
Can I throw a question out there that we legit asked off the air?
Dude, literally.
I got to know an answer to it, though.
If folks could have heard what I was saying right before I started singing the FOF line number, holy moly.
If you're an esthetician.
Oh, no, that's not the one.
I got to know.
Okay, I want to hear it because I'll be one soon.
And you wax somebody, do you have to base how much wax you use off the size of their genitalia?
Or if they have, like, you know, put it in medical terms, like if they had like a buckwheat fro down there, are you going to charge them more if
you
they
know,
just have like a landing strip?
You're going to trim that up with scissors before you start ripping on the hair. So if it's really...
But so is that an upcharge for a lot of hair?
I think it's a basic charge that they're going to pay for it. I mean,
yeah. I just pour hair down the front of my pants, I think.
Generally, you upsell and you want to have more services. So I would probably like, hey, you want me to do your legs too while we're at it because you're kind of hairy. I wouldn't say that, but I would just say, you know, we can remove this for you too if you like.
Hmm. Dang. So nice about it. I'd be like, do you want cornrows down there, afro puff?
Well, like, I want them to come back.
Them?
And generally, if I do your face, I want to do your back too. So I keep booking you to come in and spend time with me because I think I can.
Want a mohawk?
I can help you.
This is a great question. If you have a mohawk or a spike,
or a ho-hawk.
Is that spike too?
At my training right now, I haven't. I don't do Brazilian, so I don't know how.
Hey,
that's racist.
That's racist.
What the hell?
Well, you know what I mean.
Wow. I wish you could ask your question.
This is not going well.
Oh, man.
But if I learned how to do the whole thing, I would. If you
I wish we could just
it.
Ask in the terms we were asking in question.
I still don't know if that one business is called Polish nails or or polish nails. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it could be either one.
Uh-huh.
Like a Brazilian wax. Like, I didn't know the Brazilians were known for their waxing until like the mid 90s, I suppose. So, are like Polacks good at doing like fingernail polish?
Yeah.
What would you like today?
That sounds Russian.
Oh, that would be like, what nail do you want? You want acrylic? You want
That's big business.
Regular?
That's like $60 an hour. 50
do you 60. Want the sickle and hammer special?
Would you like little froggy on nail, or would you like a potato on one? Would you like some spoolie on the other nail?
I was going to say, where's the vodka bottle?
Spoolie.
Would you like picture of Ruble on pinky?
Like, what American jokes do they make about us? You have kissing cousin on thumb. You have.
Are you going to be fat man watching TV on fingernail?
You have citizens burning each other's flags on each side of the road on thumb.
Do you want a Trump on fingernail?
Oh, Lord.
What would that look like?
It has just to be the on name? Thumb. I want the thumb, and specifically the thumb.
I don't think like other countries are good at stuff like that.
You could see it.
It's like a little diffuser just went off. You could see it in the lighting. Just
oh, she had her pants off. That's what was odd about it.
All right, moving over here right now.
Didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
We're gonna try to get one in.
You sound like a guy on the first date.
Are we trying to get in one of them?
I know he's like, hey, chick, can I get a word in, please? This guy, and it's interesting this comes up because he's also done with fussing, but he might have the most interesting P1 name, at least of right now.
Of right now.
I don't want to say that we've ever heard, but at least right now.
Some of the best ones we actually made up ourselves. People would call and say, man, I don't have any idea. Well, tell us about yourself. And then that would just roll with it right then and there.
I'm fat and I'm on the sex offender registry, guys. Give me a name.
What's up, fat sus?
Fat kid blank.
You know that one's taken already. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is P1 Ask Your Girl What My D*** Tastes Like. Yeah, I think y'all should be done with that Facebook fussing. No different than that stupid shit called Ring of Fire. This way you'll have more to talk about than dildos. I swear, I don't think Matt Man could go one damn show without some shape of dildo talk. F***ing A, man.
Now listen to what you just said at the end, though.
It's Matt Man.
That's all you thinking about. That's the last three words he just said. Probably what he's doing right now listening.
Like an A,
can
man.
I get that last clip again?
Well, can we tell the story with that? What was it exactly?
When I was in middle school, I won't say the person's name because they've given their life to Jesus and they don't want me to talk about it. They were one of those that said, hey, I enjoy the fun memory stories, but don't mention my name. He would ride the bus. I was not a bus rider, but if I would go like stay at his house or whatever, I'd ride the bus home with him. There was a different bus that day, and someone had carved a saying into the leather bus seat, and it said, raise hell, effing a dude. And my friend and I had the discussion on, is it like raise hell blank an A dude, or was that how you raised hell, was by blank a dude? There was no commas, no kind of real good grammar with the knife into leather. But
we kept saying it for years and years. I remember now, it was one of the same.
Anytime anybody would ever say the term raise hell, we'd always hear blank a dude. But it was blank an A dude.
It was in the bus.
Unless they borrowed one of Eastside's buses that day.
You remember people would look at us when we said it, like, wait, what are like, you what about?
Is there? They couldn't hear the comma either. It's something you just don't want to say or like print.
Sometimes we'd set people up.
A girl did that, right?
God, you know, who knows?
Raise hell.
So that means the girl had a knife? I don't know.
Well, Sue Butcher did, I'm sure.
Well, with her last name, she should have.
Can you get that last part, just the first part again?
Yeah, this is P1 Ask Your Girl What My D*** Tastes Like.
I'm sure he said finger or hair.
Well, you know.
That's probably worse, actually.
Yeah. Ring of Fire, I mean, we haven't played that in forever.
We kind of can't.
Don't like it, and I don't know that it's him, but the people who don't like it just aren't good at it. And I get it. Like, it's why I don't like watching golf.
Oh, golf is great.
What about Frost?
No, it's not fun to watch. Let's be honest. It's not. It is not. Even if you're good at it or not, it's boring as hell.
The TGL, that was fun, but that was that simulator golf.
Going in person and watching is like fun, but only because you're drinking at the same time. Like, that's everything.
Generally.
That's everything. We can't just say, what are your hobbies? I like hiking. I like going to minor league baseball games.
I like hiking.
You like drinking.
Organized like cocktails. Drinking. Just say it. I do that.
I'm playing golf because you like drinking. You like fishing because you like drinking.
I like to go to brunch.
You like raising hell?
I like blank and A, dude.
We go to break.
All right. Thank you. Paige, when she tries to mouth things to you, she doesn't even open her mouth all the way. She's like, yeah.
I wonder how far she could open her mouth. Do it now.
So now, here, look at my Gatorade bottle again. I'll catch you. What will we hear in this next segment when I, my goal is to play three?
You know what? This guy, he is a Yankee. He doesn't understand why people hate Yankees. He said, here's who you should really be hating. He'll tell you who you should really
somebody's
hate.
Somebody's been watching the news. All right, we will take a break when we come back. I use the term Yankee as I use it now as kind of a – I mean, it sounds weird to say it's a term of endearment, but I don't mean it like
– I mean, Big Brown's one.
Yeah, because he lives in North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean
– I don't care if you live in North Greenville, North Chattanooga, anything north. Guess what?
I mean, that's true. There was – we've pointed out before, there was never a Northern Baptist Association. So what does that tell you? They're not Christians up there.
Oh, come on.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
You know, Paige, to answer your question, it did get hot in here. It's not just you.
Was it because what she was talking about?
No, not well. That was funny and erotic. But
my God, no,
also,
was it?
Like, it did get warm in here.
Man, I still don't have any messages. People telling me they want to service me in
Why
that
not?
Way. So I got nothing to look at.
Oh, you see. This
is not lead generation.
It's like when you're on a diet and then start weighing yourself every day. Like, you should have waited till the end of the show.
I should have.
Yeah.
Top of mind.
That's what I was going to do.
Now people are focused on FOF. They don't want to do it.
send Fat Boy a naughty message, ladies.
Not that you really want to do it, but just make him feel. Paige gets a lot of dingling pictures, and yep. Fat Boy feels as though he doesn't want those. I don't want to speak for you, but.
No, like we said earlier, it literally is the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts. Like, just as,
even
you know,
if you don't mean it.
Even if you say, you know what, I'm married with four kids, but sometimes I diddle thinking about you. Something like that.
Something. If I didn't get one from Party Man Dan.
If you have few Breastises pictures, just send them on to the Fat Boy.
I'm just, I don't want that. I want the phrase. I want to read something really dirty.
Oh.
Or says, I want to do this to you. I'm like, heck yeah. Because, you know.
Like, I'm going to blank you goofy.
Well, like, you know, Paige gets all kind of messages like, hey,
gosh.
I'm going to do this to you. And I'm going to do.
What about me? I'm Pluto.
Well, it was my turn. She gets all these messages like, I'm gonna do this to you until you do this.
Uh-huh. The offerings are, like, she literally just read one. I'm in my mind. Let me tell you something. I think we just got the replacement for Facebook fussing. Paige just reads her DMs.
God. No, hell no.
Hey, God. You know what I would do for you? I would do this till you do this. God, it's got to be, you got to turn them over so we can do it.
There's got to be a twist.
I just want to read what people want to do to me. That's all. Please, I just want to read it.
Yeah, but you better say nice things because people are going to send you like curb stomp pictures and things like that.
Yeah, right, don't be doing that now.
No, nice things only.
Send something to Fat Boy.
Well,
maybe they just respect you more than me.
That's what it is.
Or they have a shared account.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy, I can't send this, but yeah, I'd swallow one for you. If you, this guy is not nice at all. And he's picking up on something Matt was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God. Lord.
Talk about the zipper lane in traffic.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. 864-241-4318.
So I want to give some use to drivers. And Matt Man touched on this, I don't know, a week or two ago, about people merging. But I will put it out publicly. If you're on Howell Road, you know good and damn well that it goes down to two lanes. And you all get over there in the motherfucking right lane thinking you're going to sneak by. Well, guess what, motherfucker? You ain't getting by. Mm-mm. I'm going to ride the ass of the person in front of me,
right.
And you ain't getting over. Already run one off into a ditch, and I'll run your ass off into a ditch, too. Get your ass behind me. I ain't letting you merge because you done made a mistake 2 miles back and didn't get over. You know good and damn well it merges up there. So, you, all of you. I ain't letting your ass over. Get the off the road. You don't belong there.
That's real talk. That's real. I know the way it works, but I also know the way common courtesy works.
Does not exist.
No.
Not on the highway.
Absolutely.
Does so you not. Think it's completely rude for people to move over in front
it's,
of you?
I get that it's a zipper lane, but when that zipper lane, the one that is the one that, yes, you have to merge, I don't. If it's not a full lane anymore and it starts closing like a pizza and it starts, yeah. You get your ass over. That's not yeah. continue to ride it on out.
Yeah.
You will go into a ditch or a wall, and I will get not a ticket. I'll get an accommodation.
Do you find that it's more men that do that?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I can't judge people by their cars anymore because I've been fooled wrong by that because I've seen a lot of men driving women's cars.
That's true.
If that's such. But yeah.
Rubin's racing.
I feel like I definitely have a female car.
The one, yeah. The other one, I don't know. Maybe? A rich car, we'll say that.
No.
You're one, well, yeah.
Not even.
I mean, yeah, it is. Paige has a Corvette. It's silver.
It's you ever pretty. See it? See me drive it. Vroom, vroom.
She drives this. It's actually like a van. It says Odyssey on the side. It's really cool. I'm so proud of where I work.
I do. I change in my van before I go anywhere.
There ain't enough room. It could be a freaking Goodyear blimp. You ain't taking a shirt off in there. Here's the Yankee guy who is a Yankee. Doesn't understand why people hate Yankees, but he tells you who you should really hate.
Oh boy. Let's write down your guesses on who he's going to say. It's either going to be a side of the aisle, it's going to be a alternate lifestyle or a different ethnicity.
It will hit home for somebody in the room.
Oh.
Yep. You know, I've been getting beat up every day. 864-241-4318.
Hey, guys. I've been living down here 3.5 years or so. I love living down here. I just got one question to ask you. Why is it all you f***ing ass from the South blame everything on the f***ing Yankees? You think we're all that bad? Really, you ought to try going to the West Coast and talking to some of them jerk-offs out there. Them f***ing people are jerks. At least the people from the north will tell you like it is and they won't lie to your face. People out on the west coast are real jerks. I've been there. That's why I came back to the east coast. Quit blaming everything on the damn Yankees. Kicked your ass once already. Enough of that bullshit.
You and Ireland and Germany combined efforts to beat our ass. I know history now, bud. I don't get my history from Ken Dan Burns.
You're right.
I get it from everything else.
Ken Burns.
Y'all. Yeah, I will say this. Your men were like, I'm not leaving my job or my business to go fight in this war. And you're like, what are we going to do? Let's give a plot of land to Irish immigrants and German immigrants.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I feel, and I think that young man will agree with me on this. I look at that the same way I look at the rap battles. I'm East Coast. Just saying. I'm East Coast.
There's some...
It's not the best coast, West Coast. No. And we're not the least coast. I hate that.
Both coasts had well-respectable rosters.
You know who we should really hate? Midwesterners. They don't have a rap game.
You really? So you don't, like, you're not from anywhere?
Nope. You're just mid.
Kind of,
Midwest. Mid.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh,
now.
You're in that little weird purgatory time zone. Ooh. Central time. What is that? I don't know. Go ahead.
You from Iowa means I want to be somewhere else.
I do. I want to be watching the Royals play or something. 864.
It's 24.
241-4318.
This is really specific. Mike and Melanie, this is for you.
Is that from Billy Gardell was on that?
No, I think it was on.
It was Mike and Molly.
Mike and James get married or whatever.
Yeah.
Mike and Larry.
Mike and Mary make a porno.
Mike and Mike make another one.
What, didn't Ben and Jerry make a porno? Is that what it was?
I think it was.
You know what, Mike and Melanie? I'm going to say, you pieces of dumbass motherfuckers. Your sister's in the hospital, and you don't even give two about her. And y'all are supposed to be the mature people here. You know what? you. You and your stupid little kids. Go to hell.
Wow, man. Wow, what the kids do?
Well, you got the kids involved, man. Come on. They didn't ask to be born. How about that?
Yeah.
If they did, that'd be really weird.
That would be weird. And, like, would they ask you in a baby voice or would they ask you in, like, their adult voice?
What
like,
would that sound like?
Kids?
Hey, you got room down there for this guy? You save room for one more? I'm tired of just floating out here in the unknown. I want to come check out the Terra Plane for a little while.
Ready to be born.
Paige's not having none of it. She doesn't like kind of...
she don't like kids. She don't like talking about
any kind of talk about...
children, no.
Adolescents or anything.
No, I feel bad for the whole...
Well, it reminds you of the days of trafficking in them. I understand.
Yeah, no. She was
a safety guard.
About that.
She did safety patrol. She was a child trafficker.
There's children that are disappearing on a regular basis. Oh.
Dude, you're a child trafficker if you drive.
If you're a safety patrol.
Oh, man.
Oh, border crossing.
That's awful.
Shame on you.
Oh, man.
How about this?
No, don't break.
I'm gonna ask you this on behalf of this lady here.
Good.
Would you please stop littering?
Yes.
Now, I know they got crews out there to pick it up. Because I almost hit one the other day because he was almost in the road.
Well, he's probably a criminal.
Are they road pumpkins that they're making?
No. Well, yeah, but you know who it is? It's freaking DOT that was doing it.
Oh, wow.
It's not even your common hoods anymore picking up trash.
Yeah, no, see, I don't think people adopt highways anymore. I think they try to have their own.
I thought it was the drunk drivers that had to do that.
Well, I'm not trusting them, though. I mean, if they can't walk a straight line, how are they going to not get hit by a car picking up trash?
They don't let the prisoners do it anymore. Like the guys in the jail.
Chain gang. They don't do it anymore.
Well, they used to work at the dump, too. They don't do that anymore.
They used to make women's lingerie as well. Remember, you know, they got busted with that?
What did she just say? What did you say?
Paige.
I had all my fingers down.
I was talking about how, I don't know if they do this here, but in California, if you get a DUI, you'll have to go pick up trash on the side of the road.
Like community service?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Road pumpkins is what they call them. They're big orange.
I cleaned the church.
I know what it was.
I did janitorial work at the church for my pretrial.
If you adopt a highway, are you responsible for every pothole on your highway?
Yeah.
So you have to fix it.
No.
I think you're only adopting
to clean
the sides of the roads, not the actual highway.
Oh, that's right away. Then.
Because if I adopt the highway, I'm gonna turn it into a toll road. I'm gonna make some money off that bitch.
And I knew somebody that had to do the road pumpkin thing, and he found a hand on the side of the road. Isn't that creepy?
I thought you said road blumpkin. I was like, well, I was kind of interested.
Pumpkin, it's
for
like
a
big, big orange bags.
Oh, you'd know about big pumpkins, wouldn't you?
I'm about sick and tired of seeing all the God bless them litter on the damn roads. Clean your up. Stop putting it on the roadways. Put it in the trash can. I know your mother raised you better. We're turning into a third world country. This is disgusting. Stop being disgusting and nasty. That is all.
Amen to that.
I love
that
man.
Is all.
Can I
love that.
Can I add something to the trash?
I wish
thing?
You wouldn't.
I
please,
need to.
Please do.
People cannot put the bags inside a dumpster. What's wrong with that? Because I've gone down to mine.
I've thought about that.
That pisses me off.
I think some people adopt the highway to pick up the trash. Others will just go by and pick up the bags. I think that. But yeah. I'm like you. Like, why not just
put it in.
Work together the same day instead of leaving all that crap laying by. But that person, not sure, they're absolutely right. I see that more and more now where, I don't know. I don't know who the hell they think is going to pick it up. And also, I think those people must not like, I don't think, do you litter in your own neighborhood?
Yeah.
You do?
No.
Well, what are you answering?
Busted.
But my neighbors do. They
but
that's
the thing. Like, if you littering itself is stupid. I mean, it really is. It just looks like crap, and it screws up nature. And I'm not looking at it from a Democratic kind of way, but just more or less, you know, it just looks bad. Let's
like,
whatever.
It's like you tend on taking your trash out, but you're going to leave it out by your front door all day long. Nobody wants to see that. And how hard is it to just drive it down and put it in the trash?
I think what happened
like my
is.
Mom. I'm sorry.
Well. I don't think a lot again. Of people, you know, they had the burn ordinances for a while, and a lot of people still burn trash. Like, they don't have...
Yeah, they do.
They still burn their trash.
Real redneck.
And we got an old drum. Well, we're going to burn it. And
that's so toxic.
Well, so is littering, though, is what I'm saying. So if you don't allow the people to, and I understand why they couldn't burn stuff all the time, but I mean, it's going to end up somewhere.
Can I adopt a drive-through? Somebody could dedicate that to me.
I don't know why they don't do adopt a homeless person. Like, but if you box it up like that, like, you know, you can rename them.
Oh,
you can name them your, you know, or maybe like
we
they're
can an, give them a makeover.
Like you, the you know. You see, you think about yourself
you just
only.
Gated up.
You want to go ahead and wax their homeless vagina, don't you?
No, I want to. Never mind.
Here's Freckles. Freckles is a
oddly enough, their vagina has a home. They do not.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 864-241-4318.
Jamming them in. Oh, I got a message. I got one.
I want to hear it.
And it was from a female.
Yeah.
Woman, lady, good-looking girl. She says, I want to blank your blank. But you know what was funny?
Was she blank? Like, did she say the word blank, or did she say, like, the intended phrase?
No, she didn't say the phrase. She just said blank.
Like, okay.
But she said, my husband said I could tell you this.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, that's cool.
Who's getting like cucked? Someone's cucked? Is that what that means?
Oh, that's what's going on now, right?
Is that what that means? Like, I'm with you with, like, the word simp. Like, I don't know exactly what it means.
Rico, since you know, tell us what that means.
Tell us who's getting cucked on that?
You already hit me with, like, 3 deaths in a row the other day.
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
He's a grim Rico.
I told you about Beach Boys, right? Ryan Wilson?
Well, he got me. He got you there first. Then he got Ananda Lewis, which was sad. He got that one. And then there's another actor, I forgot who it is, but he was in Scarface. One of those guys, you know his face, but you don't know his name. Been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
He got
Ananda him. Ananda Lewis, she was, I have no idea how old, but.
52. You know what happened with her?
What happened?
So she had stage 4 breast cancer. But she said that's over the years that when she found out she could have got a double mastectomy, she didn't get it.
Oh.
She tried some alternative therapies and medicines and. It grew so much that when she changed her mind to go back and get it, they said it was too late.
That sucks.
She had a 14-year-old son. Also, I did not know.
Do you think if she lived in the South, her name would have been Ananda?
That's probably how they said it now. Some people said Amanda. I'm like, that's not right either.
Yeah.
Her husband is Will Smith's brother. I didn't know he had a brother.
I didn't either.
Looks just like him.
That's also what's his name.
Speaking of cucking.
But it was sad that her son graduated when she died. Like on he had his graduation the same day she passed away.
Good God.
That's so sad. Yeah.
That's awful, man. Go get checked
out. That's the time when you want to own a suit, you know.
You just hate to see that happen to somebody that way. Because, you know, she was saying toward the end, go get checked up. I didn't do it enough. She said she missed mammograms. You know, she wished she wouldn't have missed. I should probably get more physicals.
Well, you got to think.
Other people should be rubbing my nuts besides me. I should be doctors doing it. I mean, doctors. Hang on now.
If you're a nut rubber, 1-800. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, like, first thing I thought of there is, you know, you said, I know it's off on a tangent, but, like, they advised a double mastectomy, and she didn't want to do that. And we know why she didn't want to do that. And that's one of those things about life, and especially with women, that it's what we were talking about the other day with makeup, and if their hair isn't, like, in their mind perfect, they'll just put on a hat, pull it down real low, and, like... I feel for women when it comes to that. Like, we can just slouch around. Like, if the female equivalent of Adam Sandler was dressing like that and blah, blah, you know, like, it would be, oh, gross. But, like, we lift up Adam's, you know what I'm saying?
But if you're worried about the aesthetic of it as a woman, like, they can rebuild those suckers pretty nice these days.
Yeah, and I don't know that's why. It's just what I imagine. But that sucks. I mean, it sucks for anybody. It sucks especially when they're much, you know, younger and... God bless them. Man. Now let's play some dirty phone calls.
This guy is a hot tub repair man. Thank you for your work service.
Mm.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They won't fix themselves, man.
They won't. They really won't. You could clean your skimmer, though, a little bit better because, well, when he cleans it for you, he's going to find some stuff in there. And he's going to call us about
it. You've told stories about that that were just vile and disgusting. And I'm usually a fan of that, but not in that way.
Well, here's another one.
So people are going to get mad because they pay me to clean hot tubs and it turned green. Well, if you wouldn't have giant f***ing old orgies in the hot tub, it wouldn't turn green. And the only reason I know that is because I found four condoms in your f***ing filters. Nasty old mother f***ers. And second off, don't pee in the f***ing water. There's a chemical that turns the pee either f***ing green or purple, depending on a lot of s***. Don't f***ing pee in the f***ing water and don't have sex and it won't be green. Damn.
Thank you. Now, for a question
that's
there.
That's pretty common sense.
It will, well, I didn't know this. So, if you're in a hot tub and you pee and it turns green, what does it mean versus if it turns purple? Because I've done it and I don't remember a color.
Sometimes it's the different chemicals. Not all chemicals will turn it, though.
Do they have one that'll tell you if you're pregnant or not or something?
That'd be great.
You know what? They got cat litter that turns colors. They will tell you what's wrong with the cat.
I saw that. It's the same people that the ones that developed. They finally said, you know what? They're going to scratch this stuff around. It should emit some kind of fresh smell. Those same people. The cats are a pain in the ass.
They have so much technology they can do with it.
Yeah.
But chlorine is the strongest sanitizer you can get.
Yeah.
And remember.
Sure. Ask your meat department at the grocery store.
If something goes in your skimmer or in your filters, it's not lost. You can still get it.
Also, maybe I'm not just not being invited, but it does seem like all the orgies are always around older people. Like, it seems like younger people don't have orgy no more.
The number one hot tub buyer demographic are swingers.
Is that one of the questions on the credit application now? I thought it was weird when they asked your religion. Now they want to know your sexual prowess.
You're either old and you got some kind of osteoporosis, or you're a swinger. Those are the two biggest hot tub buyers.
Hot tub sex is good because, like, if you're a bigger man, especially, you get positions and moves you normally can't. It's like doing it in space.
With jets.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're finished, it can
all... comes Joe Namath. I want to get here.
It can float around. We'll go ahead and play the lady who we played you the bit. She's really mad at a coworker.
She's very, very mad at a coworker.
Called her a slut. And
it's one of the worst things you can say to a woman.
She might be out for her job.
Oh, she's going for her job.
She might just go take it because she's fed up with it.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, I'm just calling to tell my supervisor, you. I am so sick of your racist, narcissistic, self-centered piece of damn attitude. You're such a bitch, constantly full of yourself. Sit there and you go around and you all these guys that you could possibly meet while your mama watches your kids and you get drunk and then you show pictures of the people to everybody at work talking about how they're so small, how they're so big. No one gives a shit. Get a real man and stop being such a slut. You know what? I'm about to walk into this bitch and you're about to lose your motherfucking job. So have a fun day. You.
Cool. Whoa. I knew those last bleeps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I knew the last bleeps. Fatboy's good at the bleeps because he doesn't do the whole word. He'll give you the first letter and, like, the last letter.
Give you a little piece.
Yeah.
She's jealous, right?
You think she's jealous? That's why she's angry, or she's just fed up with her? I think she's just fed up. I don't think she's jealous.
I think it's a part of, like, you know what? She's got a lot going on. I don't have as much going on. Plus, she's a supervisor making more money. She's going to try to kill one bird with two stones.
Oh, well, she's taking her job because she feels like wasn't respected, and this other person is not taking her job seriously.
Or she just don't like her. You know, some women get
that
like
part,
that.
Yeah.
She's also just almost, not with everything, but somewhat describing Paige, because all she does is show wiener pictures that she gets to us. Especially Fat Boy. And comments of, you know, how small they are.
We got one
more. I never size shame.
Yeah, you do. Because, and it's odd too, because you're like, is that all you got? And I'm like, Paige, You can put that sucker up in Times Square and it still wouldn't be big enough.
One time about a screen. A picture I got from a woman with runt breasts. And he begged. He's like, let me see. I'm like, no, I'm not showing you. She had inner nipples or whatever. Like
any nipples. We've had
any nipples. Speak to me in English, you French woman.
Remember the girl? The one jug was two sizes bigger than the other one.
Not
which
that
normally
one.
I don't mind, but this is like obvious difference.
Oh, bless her.
I couldn't tell she was turned on if they go in. Or if she was cold and needed to turn the heat on. It's like, your man. It's like being with somebody with a slight disability.
Okay, so this girl that sent an email in, you just really hurt her feelings again because her boyfriend told her that she had inverted nipple. So
who sent an email?
A long time ago, one of our listeners.
Oh. I was keeping the privacy by not showing them. People that show them or whatever.
You don't want to have inverted nipples? Guess what? Hold your nose and sneeze. I'll catch them on the way out.
I don't have inverted nipples. Mine are normal.
According to you.
Mine are ambidextrous.
Who knows?
This is for that blonde bitch at work. How the f*** do you have the f***ing audacity to wash your f***ing clothes at your f***ing client's house? Why the f*** can you not do your own damn laundry at your own f***ing house? Why the f*** do you always have to be 30 minutes late getting the f*** out of work? By the time I get to work and you actually leave, I don't have any energy or patience to actually deal with our clients for the rest of the f***ing day because you took it all out of me at the beginning of the f***ing shift. You talk and you talk and you talk, and then when I actually look around and I see what's been done around the house, nothing has been done. What the f*** are you doing all damn night long that you can't wash the f***ing dishes or fold the f***ing laundry? And then you bitch and complain that, oh, I made you lose your other job. No, bitch, you did not leave your job on time to get to your other f***ing job on time because you sat and you talked and you did absolutely f***ing nothing. The f***?
So I'm wondering the job, like in my mind, the job is they are, we never decided, are they okay with being called cleaning people? It sounds like it's some kind of nationality.
I'm
a cleaning person.
I couldn't tell what they were.
But if she sounded like she took her clothes to a client's house, so I was thinking like, that's actually kind of smart if your washer was broke.
Like, I want to ask, who is you? Like,
you don't even know what kind of eczema is.
Maybe they're taking care of like a sick or an elderly person, and
maybe
they're supposed to clean up the house. They're not doing that. They're just sitting talking.
You got to clean the house. You got to wipe their ass.
Yeah.
Feed the hogs. Yeah. Do some homework.
My nails done. These nuts.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I tell you. How many of our female listeners have inverted nipples? I had no idea. I read these text messages.
You shouldn't be so mean.
It's not. You've sat here off air and talked about a ding-a-ling picture you got that you thought was his pinky. And I sit there and say, I said, oh no, I think her breasts are runt. I could have said, I didn't say gross. I just said, yeah. But then weirdo over here is like, I want to see. I'm like, no, man.
I know what you mean about inverted. I wonder if Paige is misconstruing and she's thinking like rubbed, like raw on the end, like it's just one whole piece.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like the end of a football.
Like right.
They're inside. Like, I can't.
It's like the belly button.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an outie. Sometimes.
It's like a little slit.
Hey!
There we go, baby.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.